Day 12. Because of his love. Job was not a brilliant man. He swept floors for a living. He believed that Tarzan was a real man and that all those movies were really documentaries of Tarzan's life. He was the butt of many jokes. Yet he taught me about the essence of a real man: love and respect for women, honor, kindness, and gentleness. Job embraced life in unexpected, simple ways. He showed up for work on time. He never bragged about himself, and he loved only one woman, his wife, Molly. Job filled a void in my life. He was principled and straightforward in my world of dishonor and lies. He loved me as his very own grandchild, even though he was a year younger than my father. I will never forget my graduation from high school. That was a day of hopeless inevitability for me. My father, who was a heavy drinker, began his celebration very early in the day. By the time we congratulated in the high school gymnasium, my father had congratulated himself through nearly a case of beer. I tried to be invisible within a sea of faces. I wanted to run away and disappear. Most of all, I wanted was no one to guess whose kid I was. I was betrayed by my last name, which began with the letter A. So I was the first graduate on the first row. Being a redhead gave me even more exposure, and the baccalaureate speaker, who had never met me, decided to use me as his audiovisual aid. This young lady, this bright young lady with the bright red hair, his voice rolled through the auditorium in sonorous phrases as I sank lower in my seat. Over to my left, at the door of the auditorium, was a seating arrangement for the elderly, and there sat Molly, age 61, and Job, age 47, with all of the grandparents. My heart ached when I looked at them, wishing with all my heart that I were truly their grandchild. As the speaker continued with his speech, he reached a point where he had an uncontrollable urge to introduce all the wonderful people who have made this day possible. All the siblings of the graduates, please stand. I slipped lower in my seat, glancing hurriedly around, hoping to remain invisible. Now, all the parents, please stand. Dear Lord, I thought, I'm sure my father can't stand, even if he wanted to. I didn't bother to look around. Now the grandparents. I closed my eyes, dreading the hopelessness of my situation. I had no grandparent to stand proudly for me. I finally opened my eyes, and there they were, Job and Molly, standing proudly with all the other grandparents. Job looked over at me, his eyes beaming like diamonds. I'm so proud of you, he smiled as he mouthed the words that I will never forget. I knew that he stood there, not out of duty, but because of his love for me.